Come Unto Christ Through Personal Progress by Rachel Nielsen. As you participate in personal progress, you join with thousands of other young women who are striving to come unto Christ, the First Presidency. It's the start of a new year, a great time to reflect on what we've done and what we still want to do. This year's mutual theme is Come Unto Christ and Be Perfected in Him, and Deny Yourselves of All Ungodliness, Moroni chapter 10, verse 32. And personal progress is designed to help you do just that. As you think about what lies ahead, consider planning some ways that you can apply the new mutual theme to your life and setting some goals for completing personal progress. Sound overwhelming? Here's the good news. You can do both at the same time. Personal progress will help you strengthen your faith in and testimony of Jesus Christ as you learn His teachings and regularly apply them in your life. Jesus Christ is the perfect example of all 8 young women values. As you work on personal progress, your efforts will help you become more like Him. 1. Faith. If thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Luke chapter 22, verse 42. In Gethsemane and on the cross, Jesus Christ suffered for our sins, our pains, and our weakness. This was a more difficult task than we can imagine. But even though it was hard, Jesus Christ did it because He had faith in our Father in heaven and in His plan. Through personal progress, you'll develop faith as you learn about and live gospel principles. For a personalized faith value experience, consider exercising your faith by striving harder to live a standard from For the Strength of Youth, where you know you have room to grow. Think about why the standard exists and how it helps you come closer to the Savior. 2. Divine Nature. Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Luke chapter 2, verse 49. After Mary and Joseph left Jerusalem to return home to Nazareth, they realized that Jesus was not with them. When they finally found Jesus in the temple conversing with learned men, He told them He was about His Father's business. Jesus knew that He was the Son of God, and that Heavenly Father had a plan for Him, and He acted according to that knowledge. You are also a daughter of God, and have inherited divine qualities from Heavenly Father. For Divine Nature Value Experience 6, you can pick a divine quality that you want to develop, and make it a part of your daily life, as you strive to come unto Christ.
Sidebar: Inviting Others to Come Unto Christ. The Young Women logo is a torch surrounded by the Young Women motto. The torch represents the light of Christ, inviting all to come unto Christ. Moroni chapter 10, verse 32. Young Women Personal Progress, 2009, page 2.
3. Individual Worth. And He took their little children one by one and blessed them. 3 Nephi chapter 17, verse 21. When Jesus visited the American continent after His resurrection, He invited the children to come unto Him, and He blessed them one by one. He knows that each soul is great in the sight of God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verse 10. As you work on the individual worth value experiences, you will learn your great worth and that of others. For individual worth value experience 2, you'll study patriarchal blessings and learn how a patriarchal blessing can teach you of your infinite worth. As you talk about how it can be a guide throughout your life, think about the ways it helps you become more like the Savior. 4. Knowledge. And Jesus increased in wisdom. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. When Jesus was 12, his parents found him in the temple teaching learned men. These men were astonished at his understanding. Luke chapter 2, verse 47. As you complete the knowledge requirements, you can increase in wisdom. For a personalized value experience, consider learning about something that interests you and identify how that knowledge helps you become more like Christ and serve others as He did. 5. Choice and accountability. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Matthew chapter 4, verse 10. After Jesus fasted for 40 days, Satan tempted Jesus with food, power, and riches. But despite these temptations, Jesus chose to serve God instead of Satan. You can also choose to serve God. Choice and accountability value experience 1 will help you use regular prayer and scripture study to make good choices, because the scriptures hold the keys to spiritual protection. Consider recording in your journal how your choice to come unto Christ helps you make correct decisions. 6. Good works. My little daughter lieth at the point of death. Lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed. And he said unto her, Arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked. Mark chapter 5, verse 23, verses 41 and 42. Jesus Christ is the ultimate example of service. Throughout his life, he went about doing good. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. He healed the sick, comforted the afflicted, and fed the hungry. You can also follow Christ's example of service as you draw near unto him. See Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 through 45. As you plan your good works value project, consider things you can do that would help your family, community, friends, or even your deceased ancestors so that you can meaningfully serve them as Christ would. 7. Integrity. As Jesus sat at meat, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? Matthew chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. The Pharisees didn't understand why Jesus was eating with sinners. But even though Jesus faced this opposition, he did what he knew was right. Through the integrity value experiences, you'll learn to make your actions consistent with what you know is right. For value experience 2, you can make a plan to improve your personal integrity. Consider how doing so can help you deny yourself of all ungodliness. 8. Virtue. And he went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein, saying unto them, My house is the house of prayer. Luke chapter 9, verses 45 and 46. When people were buying and selling goods unrighteously in the temple, Jesus cleansed it. We can follow his example by staying worthy to enter the house of the Lord. That includes living the law of chastity. As you study Virtue Value Experience 1, think about how your commitment to be chaste helps you come unto Christ.
Note, personal progress online. Did you know that you can track your personal progress, study the scriptures listed, write in your journal, and have your projects approved online? It's all at personalprogress.lds.org.
End of the article. Come Unto Christ Through Personal Progress by Rachel Nielsen. Read by Kristen Hawkins.